This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to give you a quick heads up. If you want to call in, please do. Make it your show. Stick to the topic. We're going to cover a couple of them. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, if I didn't say that already, Philippians 2. The list goes on, folks. You get the point here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. If you want resolve, there's the answer right there. The Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. We're based on common law, which is based on the Mosaic Institution. The Decalogue, the Torah, friends. So if you do a little back search and research on who we are and where it is we came from, I'll tell you what, then and only then, when you're equipped with that knowledge, will you be able to go forward. So that's who we are. That's what we're doing here. I wanted to let you know, there's a lot of people talking about this rumblings that are taking place with their observation of Russia and China and their military being moved all over the world right now. We're hearing reports right now of them moving their submarines on both coasts, west and east coast. So what I did is I took the time, and by the way, just for the record, I have been forecasting for 20-some years now in ministry that it's going to be Russia and China that do the attacking. The communists within are going to stir up domestic insurrection, and what's going to happen, friends, we're going to get attacked from without as they divert us by keeping our eyes fixed within, and it's exactly what's happening. Now, if you think that's a little out there, you might want to check out Dimitri Dunamis's Word of Prophecy. The man was a prophet, no question about it, but it's exactly what's being played out today here in America. I want you to contemplate a couple things with that, okay? Because people are going to get weird with this. This has been going on for a long time. And I'm not trying to put you to sleep. I want to keep you awake. But I want you to function as you're awake as we occupy till he comes. People get weird. I mean, there's no question about it. I've seen a report where someone had brought up the fact that, you know, in an East Coast state, 50,000 Chinese and Russians were killed, and they said it was contributed to something outside of that. Friends, let me tell you this. When this starts to transpire and roll out in real time, just for the record, you're going to know in your heart, in your gut, that it's taking place. You're not going to have anybody, you're not going to need or have a need for anybody to convey to you what's happening, because you're going to know, because it will sweep like wildfire across this country. No question about it. What I did is I have a lot of connections nationally. And interestingly enough, I called my friend who is 20 years law enforcement and 20 years a well, I don't want to give out too much information here, but in the military, namely the Marines. And I asked him if he had any information, inside information concerning what's taking place right now. And he said, no, he didn't. And he said, but what I am concerned about is what's going on within. And I proposed to him. I said, well, just think about this, my friend. We have the communists within using corrupt, traitorous politicians that have committed the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. I said, to divert us from what they're doing on the outside. I said, don't you think it's rather telling that recently we have seen the likes of Dianne Feinstein, Saul Wall from California. We see the acts of Newsom. We see others that are being called out for their treasonous acts and their connections with China. For those that did not know, friends, go back to Barack Hussein Obama. There was connections between China and Harry Reid and the Obama administration. And so we've known this for a long time. And we can also go back and we see the Clintons. They committed the act of treason. You thought back in the 90s that Bill Clinton was actually being impeached for Monica Lewinsky, his infidelity towards his wife. Well, friends, that was used as a smokescreen because what he was actually being impeached for was something called Chinagate. This is Bill Clinton back in the 90s. And Chinagate was where Bill Clinton's criminal administration was giving U.S. military secrets to that of China. This is, folks, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Just cross-check it all because it's all there. But that's what he was being called out for. And we also know concerning what took place in Oregon just a couple years back now, we see the treasonous acts of the Clintons, not with only just the Middle East, but also with that of Russia selling uranium ore from the United States and even killing off our people to give it to them and to commit the act of trade in treason. So I want to say this. We know all of this. We have all the information. Now, I want to ask you a question. As a preacher, do you think as the American people have all this information as to who the bad guys are, and the American people continuously turn the other cheek and allow these traitors to commit the act of treason against we the people, jeopardizing everything we are and everything that God has bestowed upon us and his blessings, do you think having that information and turning your other cheek is going to be advantageous to you? Because that's exactly what the American people have done. They've allowed these politicians to be called out for treason. By the way, Donald Trump called out Barack Obama for treason concerning what took place in Iran. He comes out the next day and he lays sanctions on Iran rather than bringing Barack Hussein Obama to justice for his treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3. He's called out Hunter Biden. He's called out Joe Biden for treason, but yet he fails to prosecute them. Read Psalm 12:8 in light of what I'm telling you right now. Okay, so we have nobody to blame but ourselves because we see corruption in place today that continuously gives cover. And how are they giving cover? By withholding justice that guards our liberty. They're supposed to faithfully execute the laws. This they have failed to do. That's found in Article 2, Section 3, and it falls under the Supremacy Clause, which falls under Article 6, Section 2, okay? So do you think that there's not going to be some retroactive retribution from God when he commands us to deal with these people, to bring them to justice, and yet we act like they're not committing an act of treason? Now, it's also interesting to note in this little rant that I'm giving you right now, friends, an educated one, though it is, it's also interesting to note that Russia's calling for a new world order. It's interesting to note that China's calling for a new world order. It's interesting that the devil, well, most people call him the Pope, has been calling for a new world order. And all of this on the heels of the Bushes calling for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. We know all of this. So when these things happen, why do you act so surprised? I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Finishing that last point concerning the first segment, friends, do consider taking the time to check out what's in the congressional record. George Washington had a vision. It is in the congressional record. Take it for what it is. I'm not saying it's scripture, but it is quite accurate prophetically, no question about it. It was called the Son of the Republic. It's in the congressional record, friends. With that said, he has prophesied pretty much, friends, exacting to the point as to where we're at today. He said that there would be two world wars, and then he said that there'd be a third one, and it would be much worse than the first two. And it's going to happen on the homeland here. But again, I'm not laying that out. It's to be in scripture, but I am saying, how do you, the American people, all the well know, and knowing that you have corruption in the Clintons in a major way, in a traitorous way, you have that in the Obamas, both Michael and Barack, I'm sorry, Michelle, he called her Michael, forgive me. And then we've seen this with the Bushes, and this has been going on in this country for a long time. So again, I've said it before and I'll say it again in such a fashion. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? How do you help a people that see corruption within their own government? You see them go without consequence concerning the laws that they have transgressed, and yet the American people, somehow or another, when these things take place, they sit back and say, oh my goodness, what are we supposed to do? Well, what you've been taught to do is to go back to the same corrupt politicians that have committed the act of treason against you. You've been taught to go to them and ask them for more help. Well, they're the ones that are committing treason, friends, and the act of treason upon you. And that is the history of what the American people have been putting up with for a long time in this country. That works to your own demise by leaving off justice. And again, justice is the resolve that the American people claim that they want. It guards our liberties, and justice is exactly what we have not been given. And isn't it interesting? Every administration promises to bring in the rule of law, back in the rule of law. And how many promises have been left unfulfilled by these same corrupt politicians, friends? These are the foxes guarding the chicken coop. And I'm not talking about them from you. I'm talking about, well, they do that too, but I'm talking about how they're being guarded from you to them to continue on in acting out treason against the United States of America. Again, how do you help a people like that, friends? But it should come as no surprise that we're seeing Russia and China moving around the United States right now. And there's no question about it, because this is judgment. Someone just posted, Bradley, you know what? I wish the Lord would come back into America. Well, you know, and I've seen people say the Lord's been kicked out. No, here it is. He's never left. He's either judging or he's blessing simultaneously. And very specifically, don't doubt him for a moment. And the fact of the matter is, he has not left. Again, what we have done is we have left him. We have departed and wickedly departed from the living God, and we are reaping our own ways. And either we're going to get that right through repentance and returning to the living God, or else we're going to allow our own backslidings to correct us in whatever degree that may be. That's up to us. And you can find that in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15 to the end of the chapter. If we're going to refuse his chastisements, we're going to receive his judgments, and judgments are going to get seven times harder, friends. Okay? They're going to get hotter. They're going to get seven times worse and more severe. And we are in the process of more severe now, because we still haven't taken heed to the living God. And if we had, I'll tell you where that would have taken place. It would have been when the American people stood up for themselves, who are the law in this land, and they would have prosecuted every single one of those corrupt politicians. Which leads me to another point that I want to make. And I want to throw this at you really quick, because I did a radio interview yesterday. This is a perfect segue. But when I was doing this interview, and I'm not trying to use the word I'm pondering how I want to say it, because I want to be as respectful as I can, but I'm getting to the point of losing that edge as well, because I see the truth being trampled under through diplomacy and playing the gatekeeper, as if to suggest that these good guys that are willing to step out, or so we thought, are the standard. They are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Let me explain. After doing this radio interview yesterday, I have to tell you that I felt let down by them that have and are before us when it comes to the older generation. Those that are leading the way, right? The older generations. And it's interesting, during judgment, it was even Jeremiah who went out to look for those that were men of wisdom, and he couldn't find them. But what I find is, instead of leading the way and taking the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution for what it says, and act accordingly, and acting accordingly to bring about the change that is required, friends, for some reason or another, this seems to be the point where I see the older generation miss the resolve that they claim that they desire. Why? Because they have a reputation to uphold, friends. No, Jesus didn't do that. Read Philippians 2. He made himself of no reputation. These men feel that they have too much to lose. Well, what about the common man on the battlefield that's fighting and sacrificing himself so that they can remain free? You know, folks, and I can go down this line of giving you example after example, but it seems like they do everything but what needs to be done. What I see is the older generation over and over again playing the diplomats. You know what Ben Franklin said? Ben Franklin said that diplomacy is a seduction in another guise. It is. It absolutely is. Saying everything that needs to be said, doing their best not to offend anybody. Well, folks, if truth offends, then so be it. Offend away. The American people need to offend away, because through diplomacy, friends, if you have not taken the time to see how this works, and this conversation that has been created to make lies sound truthful, namely political conversation, that's what's responsible for destroying our country. And it's not just leaving unsaid what needs to be said, it's leaving undone what needs to be done. Friends, really? Now, I want to make another point here. Not just seduction in another guise, namely through diplomacy. We see the older generation acting in proportion to what's in their heart. There's no question about it. But they also fail to come up to the level of expectation as to what's going to or going to take to bring about change. And then they compromise at that point. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Americans are filled with this sort of hypocrisy. They're filled with this hypocrisy. Read Romans 1:18. America is filled with those people that they love their country so much that, like politicians, they're willing that somebody else lays down their life and sacrifice to give them the freedoms that they have. Well, you know what? Those people don't deserve the freedoms that they've got. And you can rest assured they're going to be the same people that are going to destroy the freedoms that you have by not understanding that it's going to take a fight to maintain the freedoms that you have. Freedom is not free. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do, friends. And I think people in this country fail to understand that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that they have never taken the time to read and uphold. But I guess it's good enough for our grandpas, it's good enough for our dads, it's good enough for our uncles, it's good enough for our brothers, it's good enough for our cousins to fight, bleed, and die. I mean, these guys in Arlington, these guys in veteran memorials all over the United States of America, friends, they're rolling over in their graves today. And I want to tell you why. Because they see their posterity, friends, allowing corrupt politicians to dishonor and desecrate the blood that was spilt to give this current generation the freedoms that they have. And it breaks my heart in saying so. But that's why I fight. We live unto them that died for us, namely the Christ who bled Calvary with his blood on Calvary. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And friends, he's not dead. He's alive forevermore, looking to those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. And he's still looking, and he's still looking, and he's still looking. He's looking for those that are valiant for the truth. He's looking for those that will lay it to heart concerning what needs to be done. He's looking for those, listen to me carefully, friends, and I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's looking for those that are willing to prove who he is in our present generation, because make no mistake about it, friends, he is a God unto all generations. He's found in the generation of the righteous, but he's looking for the righteous in Christ. That's what's missing in this country. I'm talking about, friends, these older generations, these older people that are before my generation, and what they're allowing to take place in our country. I want to give you a couple examples here in just a moment. The older generation, they seem to say what needs to be said, but stop at the point of where it needs to be crossed. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something, and I want you to listen to me carefully. When I first got saved 23 years ago, I didn't know what I couldn't do. And I'm the one that got it done because I didn't know what I could and I couldn't do. I had the church telling me before I started to reach out and going to that generation that was subjected to everything and protected from nothing, you can't go into public schools because there's lines between church and state. This was the professed church telling me this. I want to tell you the rest of the story right after this hard break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has passed a bill to fund the government another week, giving lawmakers time to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief bill. The Senate approved the funding extension by a voice vote. The FDA intends to approve a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use tonight. Regulators are rushing to finish paperwork needed, including instructions to medical professionals on how to administer the vaccine made by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says this is our first step to getting back to normal.
That'll get us really on the road very close to being normal. The sooner we do that, the better.
And the SpaceX launch scheduled for Friday is on hold after it was scrapped in the final seconds of countdown. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new survey is highlighting something good that happened during the coronavirus pandemic.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered a halt in indoor dining in New York City as the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations reached levels not seen since May. The order takes effect on Monday. It deals a major setback to city restaurants, which have struggled to make ends meet during the pandemic as lockdown measures have restricted their operations. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You know, I was just welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm talking about the older generation that goes before us, friends. And they do everything verbally except doing what needs to be done to bring about the result for the next generation up and coming. It reminds me of when Jesus said, "You profess me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." That's right. It also reminds me of James 2:14-26, where it says, "Faith without works is dead." I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Martin Luther, the great reformer of the 1500s. He said, "If I profess with the loudest voice and the clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ." He said, "Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the Christian soldier is proved, and to be steady on all battlefields besides is mere flight in disgrace if he flinches at that one point." And by the way, that is the very reason I stay the front of vaccinations, friends, because I am countering every step of the way information that I'm gathering to expose these frauds for what they are. And I am encouraging the American people to stand up and to lawfully deal with them, because I want a reformation. I don't want revolution. Okay? I want to say this again. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about right during the last segment, before we got cut off here, friends. It's interesting to note that when I got saved 23 years ago, I didn't know that I couldn't do it. Why? Because the Lord told me that I could. And I didn't see any stop signs with him. And the Bible's clear when it says we're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. But what do we see the American church? I talked to a chaplain today in California who was just telling me, look at what big tech companies are doing. Look at these politicians are doing. Look at the education system has been teaching our kids for 60 years. He goes, we're on a sinking ship. Great. That shows me you have your eyes on the boisterous waves, just like that of Peter. And keep in mind, Peter's the one that bid Jesus that he might come out on the water when he's seen him walking on the sea. And so Peter gets out, he emulates the Christ, and while he was emulating the Christ, he was walking on the water with Jesus until he looked away. There's too many people that call themselves Christians today that are looking away from the author and the finisher of their faith, and what they're doing is they're succumbing to the world and the spirit of the world. And that always happens when you look at the waves. That always happens when you look at corrupt politicians. That always happens when you look at the educational, the indoctrination system in this country today. It always happens when you look at the overwhelming burdens that are so cumbersome, friends. We begin to keep our eyes fixed on the waves and the boisterous waves rather than the Christ. We have to do it the other way around. We got to train ourselves and ask the Holy Ghost to empower us and give us more strength to keep his commandments better in the process of keeping our eyes single and fixed on Jesus Christ, because then and then alone will we overcome. Folks, it's interesting. I was putting that quote of Martin Luther to myself right before the break. And I said, Lord, is this in me? And it was like when Jesus bore witness of himself by the Holy Ghost, it just came back into me. It's in me. It's in me. Folks, no matter how bad things get out there, he's still in control. The Lord at this time is blessing and he's judging at the same time. Tell the righteous that it's well with them, but woe, cursing, woe unto the wicked, those that know to do the right thing and do it not. Guess who is talking about the mountains that are in front of them? The ones that are keeping their eyes off of Jesus and they're giving the devil's report saying there's nothing we can do about it anymore. Shame on you and woe unto you for denouncing the living God who's alive forevermore. Call me what you will. If I'm a fool for Christ, that's exactly what Scripture says I am. I'll be that fool. But the fact of the matter is there's a peace that passeth all understanding as I keep walking on the water, as I keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. And I want to tell you what, listening to some of you people out there that call yourselves Christians, seeing your comments, hearing your phone calls, reading your emails, shame on you for doubting the living God. Shame on you for doubting the living God. Now let me get back to the point that I was bringing about concerning the generation that's before us. They seem to say what needs to be said, but they stop at the point of where it needs to be crossed. Do they not? With all due respect to my friend, the individual that I had on the radio show yesterday, I got off the phone and I called him right away, and I shared with him my thoughts that I'm sharing with you now. And I said, you know, the fact of the matter is people are looking to you because you're willing to do what others are not willing to do. But I said, I can feel you stop at that point. We don't need people stopping at that point. The media is going to come after me, and I'm not saying he said this, but this is their mindset. Well, you know, I got a reputation to uphold. You know, I've got a lot to lose here. You know, I don't want to be polarized. You know, I don't want to be demonized. I don't want them calling me names. Oh, my gosh. Hey, rest assured, friends. If Jesus said that you're going to be blessed in him by being persecuted for his namesake, you can rest assured it's coming. When Scripture tells us, which is inspired by the holy and living God, you can rest assured when he said those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted, you can rest assured you're going to live that life. You know, I want to say those that avoid that cross, you're an enemy to Christ. You're an enemy to the power of God that brings about the answer. The problem is you just don't want to go through the process to get it. Because you don't want to be called names. Because you don't want to lose your reputation. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. I want to give you a couple examples of my conversation that I had yesterday. When talking of the crimes of a politician and bringing into the conversation impeachment and prosecution only to get a diplomatic answer, because that's what I got, all the while knowing that the one that we're talking about and talking to in this particular situation during this interview has all the ability and power to bring about the articles of impeachment and prosecution, which again is found in Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Why wouldn't I address those questions to the very person that's responsible for bringing about the articles of impeachment? Guess what? That's radical to these guys. That goes too far to these guys, as if to suggest somehow or another they're the standard. And again, I'm not suggesting that's the case with who I had on yesterday. But that's what it seems like in action. Okay? What we need to understand, Americans, is this. Laws executed unto judgment bring about righteousness and peace. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Article 2 section 3, if those politicians that put their hand on the Bible swear to uphold the laws and the enumerated laws found within, we're going to understand exactly what common law means and what God's commands actually bring forth. Okay? But again, by bringing this up and bringing out those points to these individuals, it was too extreme or too radical to bring about the methods that are required, especially when the Lord commands in doing so. Read Proverbs 7:2. And might I add, if you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired with corrupt politicians, then don't complain about what you tolerate. People ask me all the time, Bradley, but what's the answer? What's the answer? Though I give it throughout my show, every single show, they have ears, but they don't hear, and they have eyes, but they don't see. Jeremiah 5:21. And I think more than not, it's because they don't want to have eyes to see, and they don't want to have ears to hear. These people could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They would rather have their children pay the price for their disobedience than actually stand up and correct themselves, reprove themselves, and convert themselves by the power of the Holy Ghost back unto God's way and expect that He's going to empower them to do the right thing on the behalf of their posterity. But they don't do it. And somehow or another, that's too extreme. But yesterday's conversation, friends, it was interesting to note, for 2 minutes during the same interview, we heard from the same person highlighting the crimes of the politicians and the crimes that were being committed against us by the said governor in this state. And what's interesting, that's too extreme to bring in the law unto judgment. Well, then let me ask you a question. Then what was he complaining about? Something that he's tolerating, just like the American people, because they've been conditioned to only go so far. Shame on you, America. Shame on you. You know, isn't it interesting that we heard for 2 minutes on the conversation yesterday the crimes of the said governor for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and then to bring in the articles of impeachment, we heard a pause. Not only do we hear a pause, but for some reason or another, that was something that we didn't need to answer. Why? I'm not going to answer that question. Only he can. Only you can. And the fact of the matter is, friends, who suffers because of what we tolerate? Here we have it right here. Who suffers because of what the American people tolerate through corrupt politicians? Who suffers at the hands of the tyrants more than the innocent? Nobody does. Nobody does. The innocent suffer because of your inaction, Americans. The innocent all over the world, not just here in America, but the innocent suffer because of your inaction, because of your disobedience to God. That's a fact, AccuJack. When I was telling you guys, going back to something I was talking about during the beginning of this segment and the end of last segment, was when I first got into ministry, I jumped into high schools because I sat back and listened to a youth pastor talk about how he was going to do high school assemblies for month after month after month after month. Me being a lost sheep that was recovered by the sheep of shepherds of shepherds, King Jesus, I understood that there was a real world out there, and this kid was sensationalizing what needed to be done, but guess what he did? He failed to do it. So I did what I didn't know that I couldn't do, and guess what? I did it. I didn't do it once. I didn't do it 10 times. I didn't do it 50 times. I didn't do it 100 times. I didn't do it 500 times. I didn't do it 1,000 times. I didn't do it 1,500 times, friends. I've done it tens of thousands, millions of times since then. Why? Because I trust Him. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, friends, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what we have done, and what it is that we are doing. If you want to book us, you can do that. 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we lose our platform the way that we did from YouTube 3 weeks ago, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We will always be there. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page today. Click onto the platform in which we have. Join us on Top Chat. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Click onto the platform that's there. Join us on Top Chat. Final segment, I'm going to take these two phone calls. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Tracy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get through this, and I appreciate your guys' phone calls. So let's go ahead and fire away, if you will.
So just echoing what you said, Jesus was revolutionary. You know,
Amen.
Jesus said, if they hate you, know that they first hated me. And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's that form of godliness, but denying his power. When we go out to these stores, restaurants, places of business, we walk boldly with the King of Kings on our side. He goes Amen. Before us and clears the way. And I've seen it in my own life. And I'm telling you, it's incredible. We did go and get my driver's license with no mask, and they do set it up to make you feel uncomfortable.
So yep.
They set it up. So you have to go before all the maskers out there and stand at the door and knock. But you know what? You get past that because God gives you that courage and that boldness to be bold as lions. You know, it's absolutely incredible because it's the power of the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
I can't do it. I'm terrified on my own. But everything that he's shown me is that not only can he, but he will. So I want to just encourage people to pray
Amen.
With the faith of the saints. When you go out, ask God, go before me, Father, clear the way, make straight our paths, let no harm come against us, and shut any venom that would try and come at us. And
Amen.
He does it.
Tracy, I want to add too, not only can I hear you, ma'am, but I can also feel you. And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:5. I'm talking about the anointing that breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10:27. And, the fact of the matter is when we go out and we see all these maskers, I'm so to the point now where I shame the maskers if they look at me the wrong way. I'll just sit there and I'll stare at them because I am, honestly, Tracy, I am embarrassed for them. I'm ashamed of what I see out there because these are the people that sit there and talk about how corrupt everything is. And then when those corrupt people turn around and lie to them again, they act accordingly. It's shameless. It's cowardice. And the bottom line is I praise God for Tracy's out in Tennessee doing what needs to be done. And here we again have it, friends. Here's my sister Tracy in Tennessee doing what the men should be doing. And Tracy, I see this all over the country. And that is a high five to you, by the way. I see this all over the country, the women standing up and doing what the men should do. So I pray a double portion in Jesus' name upon what you're doing for the very purpose of giving you strength to do what those guys that aren't doing anything should be doing. So I appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you again for the call. For the sake of time, I'm going to take Dan real quick. Dan, can you go ahead and shoot away, brother? Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Hey. We are called to live in a spirit of fear, and you know, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and that's what we have to live by. But I got to point something out, and just what you said about the older generation, and I'm part of that. I'm 56, but okay, today in Ohio has a 10 o'clock curfew. The Cleveland Browns announced they're going to play a home game on Monday night at 8:15, which is going to violate the curfew.
Yep.
But all the businesses have to abide by this, but we're going to schedule an NFL game to violate the curfew. And you know what the people I work with that are my age or older said? Well, geez, I wonder if the people have to leave at halftime.
Yeah, they're just
saying, wait a minute, what about these businesses that have been forced to close and close early and everything else? I just had to point that out because you're right, the older generation. They don't even think about their rights. It
no.
comes second, you know.
Yeah. What did the slaves say? I wonder if master's telling us that we have to be back in our cabins when sun goes down. These are slaves, Dan. That's exactly what they are.
And they've
made themselves slaves. The fact of the matter is, I don't care who you are, and don't act like I'm not a part of it, because I am. I'm in this with everybody out there. But if you're a business owner and you're closing down to these unconstitutional orders, or you're attacking, I guess the new business model is to go ahead and attack your customers because of what you fail to deal with in dealing with your local governors, you know what? You deserve what you've got coming too. Don't sit there and look at the American people to sit back and feel sorry for you, because these are unconstitutional orders, and I have blown it from this housetop 1,000 times over, that if you're going to go ahead and submit to unconstitutional orders, then you get the tyrant that you get, and it's exactly where we're at today. So again, Dan, my friend in Ohio, I appreciate you, and I appreciate your willingness to stand up and say what few are willing to say, and there we have a man standing up and doing what he's called to do. So I high-five you too, brother. What we're talking about, and I want to get to the end of this before the end of the show, is we had a guest yesterday, and I'm talking about the older generation and how it is that they'll step out just a little bit, but not too far, because if they do, it's a little too extreme, it's a little too radical, their reputation might suffer a little bit. And the fact of the matter is, friends, is they're willing to say what needs to be said, but they're not always willing to do what needs to be done. And that's what I'm highlighting right now. Because yesterday during the show, I listened for a couple minutes of our guests talk about the corruption and the unlawful acts of our local governor, Tim Walz. And then when I brought up impeachment and prosecution, which is constitutional, there was a bit of a silence on the other end of the line. And by the way, this isn't talking behind anybody's back. I got off the phone and I called right away and I said, hey, this is the deal. This is what we're doing. This is what we need to do. But it seems like it stops at the point where people need to cross. Hey, that's the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same things that you've always done. That's the definition of insanity, and people are trying to figure out why they're insane. Have you ever thought the Lord commands you to do a little bit more? I mean, just look at the examples of what the Lord, He wants to see our faith. Well, guess what? We have to step out and show Him. And I think about in the book of Mark when there was a palsy and they couldn't get in through the press because there was too many people jamming the door. What did they do? They went up on top of the building and took it off for the very purpose that they would get them to the Christ. And guess what? The Christ showed up every single time. Or the woman that had an issue of blood, she had to press in to receive and she was instantly healed. Friends, Jesus is waiting for you to mean what you say. And if you have real faith, guess what? You're not going to sit there and flounder. You're not going to be taken with every wind or doctrine or wave that comes our way. No, we're going to be tried. Our faith, if it be real, is going to be tried. And when that faith comes, guess what? The cross comes with it, but you have to hold on to faith. In the process of doing that, you get weak, but He's strong. Remember when He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where you're weakest, I'm strongest. So where you become weak, rest assured you're getting strong and you're going to be a partaker of the salvation of God. Liberation from sin. Put that up against Matthew 1:21, where He comes into the world to save His people from sin. Okay? But again, getting back to the point, it's too extreme to put a lawful stop to the crimes of the governor and send the message that we the people will not tolerate your crimes, because every single time without fail, that's where it stops. When it's time for the American people to mean what they say, it stops. But every step of the way, they sit back and they watch the unlawful, tyrannical acts of the governors continuously encroach upon their God-given rights, only to strip them away at the end of the day. Am I right or if I'm wrong? Tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Because the fact of the matter is, you are bringing this upon yourself if that's where you're at. And that is exactly where America's at today. Folks, we've accepted this as a people across the country. Again, these are the gatekeepers. These are the ones that keep everybody in line if we accept that mentality. Again, if we want results, then we're going to have to do it God's way. If we want man's results, guess what? That's exactly what you're getting today. And it's a curse, isn't it? Yep. Jeremiah 17:5. If we want God's results, then we're going to have to keep His commandments, and we're going to have to press through all the way to the end until it is done. And keep in mind, the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defenses. I was just thinking about something Tracy said out in Tennessee just a couple of moments ago. You know, can you imagine this today, friends? Jesus coming in, walks into the temple of God, casts out all them that sold and bought in the temple. He overthrows the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that were selling doves. And then He yells at the people, boldly and righteously, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Well, guess what, folks? I'm talking about the Jesus that's still alive forevermore. The one that spoke boldly. The one that was a king and the world acknowledged Him as a king incarnate and still do. Either we're going to be children of the King, joint heirs with Christ, and we're going to act accordingly. Because if not, then shut your profession down, because it goes no further than your words. They want to see your actions, which speaks 1,000 times louder.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.